Hey friends, how are you? What the hell? I feel like it's been 6 years. It's been a week. Sorry, today's Wednesday. I know. I was supposed to post on Tuesday and I didn't because I was feeling overwhelmed. And we'll get into it. But today we're talking about how to be the main character, holding main character energy. And I'm not going to lie to you. Well, first of all, I'm not going to lie to you. If I start talking in a southern accent in this video, I need you to mind your business. I need you to mind your business. I can't stop listening to Brittany Broussey's podcast or any video she's ever been in ever. And she breaks out into character where she talks in a southern accent. And it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Because my whole life, not my whole life, I just love to speak in an accent. And I usually go for Australian. I'm going to go hop in the water. That's my go-to. I'm not good at it anymore because I haven't done it in a while. Listen, it doesn't matter. Also British, obviously. But now I can add in my southern accent. And I love to talk like this in the middle of my sentences. So if I do that, pretend you didn't hear it, please. Anyways, today we're talking about... Also, main character energy, that shit is so cringy. And I'm sorry, I have to be the one to say it. I'm not trying to be cringe balls. I just had to practice my deep breathing, y'all, because my cats always decide to make the most noise and use the litter box, hey, at the worst possible times. Anyways, today we're talking about main character energy, sort of, but the underlying topic here is how to start enjoying your life and living a life that when you are old and looking back on your life, you're like, damn, I really lived. I think so many, actually, I'm not going to speak for anybody but myself. I, for the past several years, since graduating high school, actually, sort of my whole life, have been like just floating by, but especially the last 3 years, because I didn't go to college, and on top of that, I started my own business, so I work remotely. So it was very easy for me to just be secluded, be isolated, and do the same thing every single day. And even if you went to college or even if you work a 9-to-5 or whatever you do, I think it's very easy to get stuck in the, like, I want to say the word monotonous, but I honestly don't know what that means, so I'm not going to say that. I'm trying to expand my vocabulary lately. It's easy to get stuck in just your day-to-day routine without ever really switching it up. So for me, from the ages of 18 to 22, I was doing the same thing every single day. I was working on my business. I have friends, but they're all online. So like that was another thing. I wasn't hanging out with people. I was just sort of working. And obviously I would travel and going trips here and there, but for the most part, my day-to-day life was very boring. And I got kind of sick of it recently. I'd say at the beginning of this year, when I was living in Florida, and yes, like I moved a lot, I did a lot of things, but still, like I wasn't really living. So it was at the beginning of this year when I was like, damn, I don't really do anything. Like, I didn't really have any hobbies. I didn't really have any friends that I would like go hang out with. I didn't go do anything. There was nothing like exciting about me, you know, besides the fact that I had been working on healing as a person for the past 3 years, but that's literally all I did. And life is so much more than healing. You are on this earth not just to heal. You are not a self-development project. Like, enjoy your life. So I started to do a lot of reflecting at the beginning of this year and started to really think, how can I start to have a more exciting life, a more fun life? How can I enjoy my life more? I am such a storyteller. I love to tell stories. And I realized, like, I don't really have any stories to tell from the past couple of years. And that to me was a red flag, because if I don't have stories to tell, that means I'm not doing things. Even if like something goes wrong, there's always a story out of it. And I think that's a good way to measure like sort of how fun your life is, at least for me. What's going on in your life? Are you having stories to tell? And I'm going to dive into this more, but I sort of adopted this idea of like beyond main character energy, because I think that can be very self-centered very quickly of like, I'm the main character. It's like, girl, shut up. beyond just like I'm the main character, it's like I want to be the main character in my favorite book and my favorite movie and my favorite show, whatever. What would they do, sort of a thing? So I started to be like, okay, I need to start living like I am the main character in a show or in a book that I would love to read or watch, because that's how I want my life to be. If I want to be in these movies or in these books, if I want to be that main character, why can't I just make that happen? I can. And I was sort of just sick of like sitting around and wishing that my life looked different but not doing anything about it. That's so powerless. You literally can do anything. And like, I don't know. I do believe in manifestation, obviously, but I think what it comes down to with manifestation is like your own power. I think a lot of it is just like the affirmation that you believe in yourself. You know, when you say like, I am, or I have, or I will, you're telling yourself like, I can be this, I can have this, I will be this, I will have this. So when you start quote unquote manifesting, it's really just telling yourself, no, I'm just going to make this happen. I don't think the universe just hands you shit. I think it like sort of waits for you to be like, do you think you deserve it? If so, okay, we'll make things easier for you. But really, it's you going out and getting these things. So yeah, you can manifest the love of your life, but if you aren't actively going out and trying to find the love of your life, you're probably, it's not, that's something that I had to accept. Shit isn't just going to fall into your lap. You have to make things happen. So if you want a life that looks a certain type of way, you have to make it happen. If you want a life that is fun, you have to make it happen. So I think first, if you are bored of your life, if you want some change, if you want your life to be more exciting, if you want to start enjoying your life, you have to figure out what is the life that you would enjoy, right? What is your ideal life? Get super clear on that. So ask yourself this, what is your dream life? What does the dream version of you do? Another way to ask this question is picture your favorite book or your favorite movie. Not one that is like super toxic and sad and devastating. One that is like a feel good book, movie, whatever, where you have this character in it where you're like, I want their life, bitch. I want to be like them. Mine is any hockey romance. Girl, do I want to be you? Where's my NHL husband? But picture these characters where you're like, I want to have their life. Essentially just getting clear on what you want your life to look like. And then start being like them. Hey, isn't it interesting how that works? Start being like them. An example of this, and I'm going to get into a lot of stories of my own, a lot of examples of my own in this episode, and I got some juicy ones. So just stay tuned. An example of this, though, I always saw people who were super active, and I was like, damn, I want to be like them. And when I say active, I don't just mean going to the gym. No, I mean people who, like, you're always looking at their Instagram stories, and you're like, okay, you're snowboarding. Okay, you're surfing. Suddenly you're going rock climbing. Okay, you're swimming in a waterfall. That's what I mean by active, like always doing activities, doing things that are active. And I thought I literally couldn't be like them for a lot of different reasons. You know, I was like, oh, my body type, girl, shut up. Just do it. And I think, you know, once you start to figure out what you want your life to look like, ask yourself why you aren't living like that yet, why you think that isn't attainable for you, you know? There's limiting beliefs that are sort of holding you back from this life, because once again, you can have any life that you want, you just have to make it happen. And it's, you're going to start to believe this more as you prove it to yourself. But once again, I really wanted to be active, so I started being active. Start small. Start with small habits that will build your way up to this life that you want. Don't just expect to change your life overnight and suddenly be the main character in your favorite book. Like, you're not going to go from being single and not having dated anyone in your entire life to suddenly being married to an NFL player. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to take some time, but start doing things and start implementing behaviors and patterns and habits and beliefs that this version of you would hold. So, some questions to ask yourself when you're sort of working on becoming this person is, one, first of all, visualize this person that has this life that you want. You can visualize the main character, but I encourage you to picture yourself, you know, at this place. Visualize this version of yourself. Ask yourself, number one, what habits do they have? Okay. We're working on becoming this person. So you really need to get clear on who the hell are they?
What habits do they have? What hobbies do they have? How do they dress? What does their apartment look like? What beliefs do they hold about themselves? What kind of people do they surround themselves with? How do they spend their days? How do they get themselves to the climax of this movie or book? What did they have to do to get there? Remind yourself, you have to work your way up to it. You're not just going to, like, with any book, with any movie, I'm not going to say any, actually, because whatever. A majority of the time, at least for me, girl, when I start a book, these characters are in the trenches. They are not happy with where they're at. They're not enjoying their life. There's always something going on, right? Or maybe they are happy with whatever. They're not at the best part yet. You are just at the beginning of your book. It's not going to be the best part yet. You got to work your way up to the climax. What do your favorite main characters have to do in order to get to the climax of the book? What do you have to do in order to get to the climax of this book? That of the chapter that you're in, you know? And I don't view it as like your entire life is the book. You can, but I like to break it down into smaller novellas, if you will, or chapters. Maybe your whole life is one big book. Break it down into chapters or maybe sub stories. Like it's a storybook and each quote unquote era or chapter of your life is a sub story, is a little novella, is a little story. Because each chapter has its own plot, its own characters, everything. So I like to view each phase of my life as its own book in my big library, which is my life. So for example, the first chapter of my life fucking sucked, by the way. The first book, horrible. You know that how that happens sometimes when the first book in the series is trash and you really don't want to keep reading and you're thinking about sort of throwing the book away? That's how the first chapter of my life was. And when I say first chapter, I sort of mean all of it. Up until like a few months ago, to be fair. No, but you can break them down into however you want. I'd say the first chapter of my life was probably up until I moved out of my home last year, my family home. So that was a solid 21-year long book. That's a long book, girl. That's a long book. I'd say the second chapter, and arguably some people would say the second chapter would be me living in Boston, the third would be me living in Florida, the fourth would be me traveling Europe. That's all one book. I don't know how to explain it to you, but that the past year was all one book, where I lived in Boston, I lived in Florida, I lived back in Pennsylvania for like 2 months, and then I traveled Europe by myself for a month and a half. That's all one book. That was the character building phase, okay? And now I'm in my third chapter of life, or the third book, if you will, which is me living in Raleigh, North Carolina. Interesting, huh? But if you really think about it, at least for me personally, this is sort of where the books get juicy. You know, it's the romance novel where the girl has had a really difficult life up until now, and she moves to a small little town. And I'm not saying Raleigh, North Carolina is a small town, but North Carolina gives small town vibes. She moves to this peaceful little area and she's like, I just need some peace and quiet and I'm ready to start enjoying my life. And suddenly the love of her life waltzes into her life out of nowhere. That's sort of where I'm at. Have I met the love of my life yet? You know what? Maybe. Because here's the thing, babe. My gym crush. Holy shit. Girlies, I got to tell you about this man. I'll get into that. That's going to be one of the stories I tell you in a little bit. Because, ooh-wee mama, he is so fine. Actually, it's really interesting because I wouldn't say fine. I think he's so handsome and I think he's so cutesy. You know what? I'm going to keep my mouth shut because here's the thing. If we do end up falling in love, I don't want him to come look back at this and see me calling him a mediocre white man. Because he's not mediocre, in my mind at least. To anyone else, he's just your average Joe. But not to me. This is getting out of hand. Anyway, I'm so sorry. So break down your life into books or chapters or whatever. And sort of think like, okay, all of my favorite books. And I'm going to say books because I really only read books. I don't really watch movies or shows. But you can look at it in the form of a movie series if you want to. Or a TV show. And this is your, you know, you're broken down into seasons. Who gives a shit? But the book doesn't start at the best part ever, unless it's like a little foreshadow, you know,
you got to work your way up to that. So what do you have to do to get to the climax of your book, of this chapter? So this is where you need to go back and ask yourself those questions. What habits? What habits do they have? What hobbies do they have? What beliefs do they have? What kind of people do they surround themselves with? How do they spend their days? This is what I had to start asking myself, because let me sort of paint you a picture. For a really long time, I would spend my days doing jack shit. I'd wake up and I'd do my work, and then I'd literally be on my phone the rest of the day. I had no life. I mean it. I really do mean it. And then once I, you know, even within the past couple months, I started getting back into the gym and I started being more active because I wanted to be, but still I wasn't like satisfied with that. I'm like, okay, working out and moving my body is the bare minimum. That doesn't qualify me as having this active lifestyle that I wanted. So what can I do to change that? First, you have to implement different behaviors and patterns and beliefs within yourself of not settling for the bare minimum from yourself first. Obviously not from other people, but like, I'm done settling for the bare minimum. That's a boring ass book. And so I started forcing myself to go above and beyond and go out of my comfort zone and say yes to things more. Stop saying no to so much shit, girl. That book is going to be boring. So for example, recently, since moving to North Carolina, I signed up for a jiu-jitsu class. That's something I've wanted to do for so long, but I was so scared. My favorite character in this book would do it anyways, even if she was scared. So I signed up for it, and it's actually this Saturday, and I'm scared shitless. I'm not going to lie. But hey, it's going to be a good part of the book, and I'm going to meet people there, and that's going to be really good for the plot. I'm going to get into the whole do it for the plot thing anyways. So that was one thing I had to implement, you know, the habit of saying yes to things, the habit of doing things afraid. That is one trait that my main character in my book, aka me, would do. Do things afraid. Do the things you want to do, even if it's scary. That's a hobby that my main character would have, doing jiu-jitsu. I also signed up for a beach volleyball league. Like, what the hell? So random. But you know that is something that a main character in a book would do. It's so good for the plot. Signing up for a beach volleyball league, yeah. And also, that's so fun. Like, that's being more active, signing up for jiu-jitsu classes. Literally doing the things that when I see other people do it, I'm like, damn, I want to do that. Why don't you do it then? Like, if something is so attainable as just signing up, do it. Think about the things that when you see other people do it, you're like, damn, I really want to do that. Why aren't you doing it then? Do it. Shut up. Stop saying that. Do it. Oh, I want to do it. Okay, then why aren't you? You know? That reminds me of when I was on a date with this guy when I was living in Florida. I asked him about his goals. And ambition is like one of the most attractive things to me. Like, if you want something, go get it. Sort of what we were just talking about. And I was like, yeah, what are your goals? And I was like, you know, long-term goals, what are you thinking? Like, in my head, whatever. He says, I want to be a lacrosse coach. I got turned off so quick because it's like, why didn't you go do that yesterday? You being a lacrosse coach is your biggest goal. Hey, go fucking do it. Set bigger goals for yourself. If your goals are something that you could do today, you're not dreaming big enough. You know, go do the damn thing that you want to do today. Check that off the list and then make a bigger goal for yourself. Stop selling yourself short. If you can do it today or this week, not a big enough goal. Go do it. Conquer that goal. Accomplish it. Proud of you. That's going to feel great. But then set bigger goals for yourself. Dream bigger. What beliefs do they have? This is something that I have really been working through lately because I didn't realize how my beliefs were holding me back. And this is sort of where the whole self-work thing can come in. I'm kind of overhealing right now. I'm going to be honest. I've done a lot of it. And I've realized I wasn't living my life. Once again, you are not some self-improvement project. Like, this is not a house. I'm not here to DIY you. I'm a human being and I want to live. Yes, healing is great and important, but like, that's not the point of this life. I think one of the most important things is like recognizing the beliefs and the things that you're doing that are holding you back from living the life that you want. Because the rest can be worked through, you know? So some of the things that I had to work through was my beliefs about myself. I thought I was undeserving of a lot of things. I thought I deserved to feel bad. I thought I deserved to be uncared for. I didn't think I deserved to be taken care of. There was a lot of things there. And also I had to work through like my beliefs surrounding relationships and my beliefs surrounding what happened when you communicated. They're all tied to different stories that are attached to trauma and things like that. But I realized like I would be spending the rest of my life trying to heal all of my trauma. So rather than going back and trying to come to terms with every single event that's ever happened to me, which, by the way, I'd be there until I died, I'm just going to work through the ways it's still holding me back today, through the beliefs, the patterns, the habits, all of these things, rather than trying to work through every single event, because I'll work through those as they come up. But right now, I want to live. And I want to live the best version of my life possible and be the best version of myself possible. And one of the things you have to do in order to do that is work through the beliefs that are holding you back right now. So I addressed the beliefs and I worked through them and I recognized where they were coming from. And I said, hey, bitch, you're not holding me back no more. And then I worked through them. So now I know I deserve to be taken care of, which is why I go to the gym and which is why I eat good and which is why I do all these things. And I know I deserve good things, which is why I'm willing to go through all these hoops for myself, because I know I deserve to experience goodness and I know I deserve to enjoy my life. Before you get to any of this, do you think you deserve to enjoy your life? Do you think you deserve good things? Do you think you deserve fun? Or do you think you deserve to be in this mundane day to day? Do you think you deserve what you already have? Work through that shit. Do you think you deserve the things that you want? If not, you're never going to get it because you won't let yourself. Anyways. Okay, another thing. If we're talking about, you know, moving a bit past the main character thing, we will circle back to that. But just two questions, like just enjoying your life in general. What aren't you enjoying about your life right now? What do you dislike about your life right now? What is not bringing you joy? Ask yourself that. Look at the parts of your life where you're like, I don't like this. Okay, how can you change it? How can you improve that in a way to make it where it will bring you joy? Or at least you don't dislike it. You know, maybe you're just content with it. Not every area of your life is going to be the most perfect, greatest thing ever. There's compromise, but also you don't need to be hating areas of your life, you know? So if it's your job, I'm not saying quit your job today, but maybe start looking for new jobs. You don't have to hate your job. There are a lot of jobs out there. And I know finding jobs can be really difficult, but also take that belief out of your mind. Start thinking, I'm going to find my dream job. It's going to be perfect. Yes, that can be manifesting. Yes, that can be praying, but also it can just be you telling yourself, I'm going to find it. You have to believe in yourself if you want anything to ever happen for you, ever. I think that's the biggest part of manifesting, is you're just finally believing the things that you're saying, you know? Because if you manifest or pray, you're like putting it out to the universe or out to God, and a part of you is like, they'll give it back to me. When really it's like, oh, you finally believe that you can have these things. Address these areas of your life that you're not enjoying, and then ask yourself, why am I continuing to do these things or continuing to uphold these parts of my life that are not bringing me joy? Do you think you deserve it? Do you think you deserve joy? Do you think you deserve to feel bad? Do you think you deserve to be stuck in these things that aren't making you happy? Why are you staying there? Work through that. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. That's really hard to accept. I think it's really easy to blame our circumstances. Like, I have to stay in this job for the money. Babe, you can get another job that probably pays you more. You know? Don't blame me. Please, don't blame me. So start small. Don't expect to be a different person overnight. Don't expect your life to do a 360 overnight, but just start small. You know, similar to how I was with being active, I started with going on more walks and drinking more water and just working through the beliefs I had about being active and being quote unquote healthy. And I started going to the gym, and then I did all these things consistently. And then I was like, okay, I want to add on more. Start doing things small. With dating, I wanted to get back into dating because I want to meet the love of my life. I want to be in a loving, committed relationship. Obviously, I'm not going to go from being single for 5 years to being married to my love of my life, the most perfect person in the world. I had to start small. Since I hadn't gone on a date in actually ever, I didn't want to overwhelm myself. I wanted to start small. So I got on dating apps and I just started talking to people. And then I started going on dates just to do it. And I was going on dates with people I wasn't super interested in because there wasn't a lot of pressure there for me. And then I started to talk to people who I was interested in. And then I started to go on dates with people who I was interested in. And then, girls, I just approached my gym crush last week. Holy shit. Holy shit. And this is going to lead into me talking about do it for the plot. Just say yes. Do it even if you're scared. Think to yourself, would this be good in the plot? Do it. Unless it's something that's really unhealthy for you, and unless it's something that's going to hurt you or hurt others, don't do it. If it's not a good choice, do it for the plot. Positive connotation. So I joined this gym when I moved down here, like 2 days after I moved down here. So I've been going to this gym for about a month. And oh my God, there are some beautiful people that go to this gym, okay? Well, I started to notice this one guy who just so happens to be a personal trainer at the gym. I started to notice him probably the first week I was there, and I'd always sort of had my eye on him. And I've just been sort of watching, and we all have a few gym crushes, I think. Like, we all have those people where you're like, oh my God, he's so handsome. But this one was like more than that for some reason. Like, I'd see my gym crushes and I'd just be like, oh, you know. But whenever I'd see this guy, I would just like grin. What, girl? I'm grinning, seeing this man. That's scary. And so for about 4 weeks, I would just like get into the gym and do my quick little like sweep over of everyone trying to find him. And if he wasn't there, I'd be low-key disappointed. But if he was there, I'd see him and I'd grin. And I'm like, oh my God, Allison, this is scary. So the last week, I was sort of just like, okay, this is fucked up. Like, I'm actually developing a crush on this person who I have never spoke to. I would just like watch him in the gym, not in a weird way, but like in between my sets, I'd always be like looking for him. And I would just like observe him. And he's so goofy, but he's like really muscular. He's a personal trainer. He's fine. And I don't know, he's just super sweet looking and really cute. And so I would just like observe him and whatever. I don't know how to explain it. I just started being like, I have a genuine crush on him and I have to say something to him. Because also I've realized recently, like, I fucking hate dating apps. The man that I want to be with is not going to be on a dating app. He's just not. That's not the type of man I want to be with. My man would not even consider being on a dating app, and I don't know how to explain it. And that might be hypocritical because I'm on a dating app. However, I think men being on dating apps is sinister. It's different for girls. Anyways, so yeah, I was just like, okay, I'm not going to be on dating apps. I have to start approaching people because I can't just wait for it to come to me all the time. So whatever, I have this in my head of like, I gotta start approaching people, but I hadn't really told myself I had to approach him because that's scary when it becomes real. And so last week I'm like, how would I even approach him? But one day I was in the gym and I looked over at him and I really smiled so big. I never smiled at him where he would see it. I'd always like make eye contact with him because in my head, if I make eye contact with you, you know I'm flirting with you. That's not true. Men are honestly stupid. They won't catch on to that. So in that moment, I remember I posted on my private story because I had been updating my people in my private story about it. Like, I have this gym crush. Dear Lord, what do I do? I need a lobotomy to stop thinking about this man. So I look over and I grin to myself and I'm like, fuck, I'm in too deep. And I sort of accepted in this moment, I either have to approach this man and start a conversation with him or get over it. Because if he came into this gym with a girlfriend, I'd have to find a new gym and I'd probably have to commit arson because I would not be okay. And obviously, like, me approaching him doesn't mean we're going to fall in love immediately. And we didn't. We'll get to that. So whatever. I'm sort of working out, finishing up my workout. And I kept trying to like, I kept going in his general area because I was like trying to work up the courage to say something. And I was like on the machine right next to him. And I was like, say it. I couldn't get myself to say anything. I was muted. I could not say a damn thing. So then finally, I'm like throwing my paper towel away. I just wiped down my machine and I walk past him and I'm just like, I like your tattoo. Oh, Allison, is that all you got? It's such an easy in though. And I'm like rolling up my sleeve a little so he can see my tattoos. Also, the worst part is like, I would not have told him I liked his tattoo if he was just any regular old Joe, you know? Cause it's like not a bad tattoo, but I don't love it by any means. So I'm like, he's like, oh, thank you. And he was kind of taken aback. And I was like, did you get it done here in Raleigh? And I'm not going to say he was nervous, but he seemed a little nervous. And I'm not saying it's because of me, whatever. But he was like, no, wait, yeah, I don't know why I said no. I did get it done in Raleigh. And I was like, oh, I'm making you nervous. I don't know if that's the truth. He just seemed like he'd never gotten approached before. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. And then we start talking a little bit talking, whatever. I'm talking about his tattoos. He compliments one of mine. And then I'm getting ready to walk away. And he is like, wait, what's your name? And I tell him and he tells me his name. And then he shakes my hand like an absolute gentleman. And he's like, have a good rest of your workout. Girl, when I tell you I walked away grinning from ear to ear, I feel like that went so well. He didn't ask for my number, none of that. But also, once again, he seems like the type of guy who is so shy. Like, I don't think he would ask for my number. So I thought that was a really good foundation because I'm like, okay, now when I see him in the gym, like, I know his name. We had a conversation. I'm also a friendly girl. So, like, I'm just going to say hi to you. And I was like, yeah, this is a good foundation for me to just start saying hi to him. Eventually, we'll talk a little bit more and eventually we'll become friends because obviously he works here and I'm going to be going to this gym for a while. So we're building up to this. So I saw him, I think, 2 days ago, and I just, like, walked past him and waved and said, hey. And he was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? And he was like, I'm good. And I was like, okay, I'm good. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm glad. And he was like, yeah, me too. And then I walked away. Keeping it mysterious, girls. No, I was actually just really nervous. So that's sort of the plan. Keeping it moving. I'll keep you updated on that. I will go on a date with this man. I'm telling you. Obviously, unless he's in a relationship. But I'm telling you, he will be mine. Anywho, so do it for the plot, you know? Another example of doing it for the plot, even if it's just for the story. One time when I was in Switzerland, I was in the bar of my hostel. And there was this bartender who was kind of cute at first. I thought he was cute. Now looking back, I'm like, God, I don't think he's cute at all. And we were sort of flirting because I'm just, whatever, I'm in Switzerland having fun. And he's like, oh, you should come out with me after. And I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. And then I thought about it and I was like, okay, you know what? I will come out with you. But I was like, just us? And he's like, yeah, I don't have anyone to go with me. And I'm like, okay. So turns out all of his coworkers are going with him. So I'm like, that's weird. And I end up this British girl walks into the bar and I'm like, can you come with me? We just met. And she's like, yeah, I'll come out with you. So we all go out and it was just, oh my God, I don't even want to get into it. It was such a horrible night. He was such an asshole. The bar was horrible. It was terrible, but it was a good story. And maybe I'll tell you, I can tell a bunch of stories later. Honestly, I don't fucking feel like telling stories right now. I don't know why I listed all these stories to tell you. But that was just one thing, like going out with him just for the plot. And it led to good stories. It was a really eventful night. It wasn't a horrible night. Like I had fun still, but just like, whatever. I'm going to list off some other things I've done for the plot and I'm not going to go into the stories because I talked about my gym crush for way too long. Some other things I've done for the plot. One, just starting random conversations with strangers. You never know where it will lead you. Two, dancing in an Irish pub with a British man. Yeah. Like he's twirling me around and shit. Number three, I just signed a lease for a year in Raleigh. I move next month and I'm moving in with two straight men. Call it new girl, if you will. See what I mean? That's for the plot. That's an exciting season of this show. That's an exciting book. The girl moves to a new town. She moves in with these two straight boys and they become best friends. And then I meet one of his friends and we fall in love. I'm making all that up. I'm not making it up. I am moving in with two straight boys. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if they're straight. I just assumed. My bad. But you get the point. If you want to start enjoying your life, start doing things that if you would watch someone's life, maybe their YouTube channel or their movie or read a book about them, what do they do? What is their life like? And just start making yours like that. Stop overcomplicating it. I don't know if this was helpful at all, but truly just start having the habits that they would have. What would their days look like? Wake up and do their morning routine. Dress like them. Make friends with people that they would be friends with. Do the things that they would do. Like, think about the plot of your book. How's it going right now? You know, how can you spice up the plot? Literally look at it as if you are the writer of your own book, because you are. Write the book however you want it to be. Do not overcomplicate it. I can't wait for you to get to the climax. I cannot wait for me to get to the climax where I'm falling in love, girl. I've been waiting long enough. I finally just allowed myself to accept the fact that I do want to be in a very loving, committed relationship. I was so embarrassed to say that for so long because I was hyper independent and had father wounds. But I've really worked through that. I'm like, no, girl, I want to be a lover girl. So that's what I'm going to be. Anyways, also, I hope the audio is better on this episode. I realize when I get so damn close to the mic, you can hear every pfft I do, and that's just like painful. So I'm sitting a little bit further away from the mic. If anything, I hope this was an interesting or entertaining episode. Maybe you didn't get the most out of it because it wasn't super like educational like all of mine are. But sometimes I'm not in the mood to educate. I just want to sit here and run my mouth. So that's what I did today. But anyway, this is recorded on Wednesday. If it's not posted on Wednesday, you didn't hear me say anything about Wednesday. I love you, friends. Please take care of yourself. I think I'm going to do a Q&A episode next week. So if you have any questions for me, submit them in the link in the description. It's anonymous. You can also ask for advice. You can also book a one-on-one call with me at the link in the description, as well as follow me on social media at the Allison LaRue. But anyways, I love you. You deserve to enjoy your life. Start doing fun things just for the plot of it. Okay? I love you. Have fun. And you know what? You deserve healthy love. Bye, friends.